So here again, the point, again, if you follow the thematic elements of the sichus that the Rebbe's been saying in this whole period, he basically keeps coming back to the same themes. The ability that every Jew has to actually transform himself and transform the world. So that's the theme that he has, and that this ability that he has comes to him from, is given to him from above, is given especially through the Rebbe, or through the, in this context of this Sikha, the Aaron HaKain, who ignites the menorah. But the point is that he has the abilities, he's given the abilities from above, but the point is that he's supposed to internalize those abilities to the point that they actually, it's not, it has to come from him. So the whole point, one of the things that I was strongly emphasizing that Sikha of Chav Ches Nissen is, that Rebbe felt that it's a problem that if you proclaim Ad Masai and do so only because you were told to do it. Mm-hmm. The question is, what's wrong? Everything a Jew does, he does because he was told to do it. I mean, that's the way you're supposed to. The whole idea is every mitzvah, you're supposed to do it because you were told to do it. You're not supposed to do it because you feel like doing it, just do it because you were told to do it. And forget, even things that you would naturally do on your own, you're supposed to have in mind that you're not doing it because you would naturally do it on your own, you're doing it only because you are commanded to do it. Why would you talk about this thing that Rebbe says, that's a problem, if you really meant it truly? So the point is that what the Rebbe is saying here is that the whole point of the process of all these thousands of years, starting with creation, going to Matan Torah, especially with the revelation of Chassidus, the whole point of this whole exercise was that God can provide all of the revelations from above. He doesn't need any help. The point is that he wants that you should be a suitable vessel to receive and internalize the revelation. That's the reason why we did this whole process, so that you should be a part of it, that it should be through your effort, through your work, through your internalizing those divine revelations. And that's, again, the job that the Rebbe seems to be reiterating time and time again throughout these weeks, that is our job more than ever, is this idea that we have to stop acting like people for whom Torah mitzvahs and the teachings of Chassidus in particular are something that is outside of us and is being is something that comes down to us from above, and we sort of just take it in. The idea is that it's supposed to come from within. It's supposed to be who and what you are, not just something that and that's really the concept of truly internal. We use the word internalizing a lot. We use the word premius a lot. We use the, you know, we have a whole Hasidic vernacular and a vocabulary, but what it really, really means, all those terms, the premius and the internalizing, what it really means is that the point is it's supposed to become you, not just be something that is coming to you from the outside. It's supposed to be something that expresses your very being from the inside out. It's who and what you are. And that's really what Geula is. Geula is revealing the true nature of who and what you really are. And so, it's, as the Rebbe says, that the knowledge and the awareness that we have this capacity, that we have this ability, and that it's through our final efforts that we actually end up elevating all of the previous generations, that's supposed to give us additional added enthusiasm, added joy. If you walk around feeling like, the Rebbe said we have to finish the job, and oy vey, and it's who knows what are we supposed to do, and how we're going to do it, and who am I, and where, If the Rebbe can't do it, how could I do it? If you're walking around feeling like if you walk around feeling like it's this terrible burden, it's this terrible heavenly decree that was somehow the plan, the way it was supposed to be, somehow got derailed, and then instead of the sitting back and flying on your magic carpet to the redemption, all of a sudden you got stuck with this job, and what do you do, and who knows, and
stuck in the train station.
So then you didn't get the message. If you really understood the job, then forget. The point is that it would add in your enthusiasm, it would add in your joy and excitement. It's exciting that you get to actually complete the process that all of these people were working on for all these thousands of years. The idea is to stop being Jews that get their Judaism from the outside in, but to be Jews and then to prepare yourself and prepare the world to make the world a place which proclaims God and proclaims the truth of Torah and Mitzvos. And that's exciting to know that you have the means and the tools to finish the job, and then it's up to you to do it. So maybe should help though that since you shouldn't wait around till we all figure it out and get it exactly right. Just the fact that we make good resolutions in that direction, and we are doing at least some part, some effort, that should be enough, that the Eivishter should help us complete the process and bring us to the Geula immediately now.